We started off series 5 with John 6, 60 and 66, where many disciples we saw turned away. And I want to talk today about growth and maturity, because it's what God's after and he makes no apologies. He's restoring the creator-creature relationship. He initiates, we respond. He is God, we are not. We work to his agenda, not ours. We want to get there quickly and easily. He wants us to get there properly. There's a world of difference right there. Camel versus Concorde. He's concerned first of all with character, then with conduct, how we behave ourselves in this present world, then with influence, which trots along behind as we become salt and light. We talked about it earlier. Another thing is he never changes his nature and his agenda, that is. Doesn't matter how much you put your thumb in the mouth and pout about it, it's after you with intent. And his intent is that you grow up in all things, in his Son. That you become a fit companion for him. This isn't about you, beloved, it's about him. Getting the first thing first. It's his kingdom that's coming, not yours. Not your plan for your life, your aspirations, your dreams of an island in the sun, your paycheck, your welfare, your house, car, holiday, but his plan, his kingdom coming. This is why many turn back and continue to turn back. We just hit boot camp. Go easy, Sarge. He challenges us, beloved, in order that we find out what is in us. John 6, 60 and 66 in the Message. After this, a lot of his disciples left. They no longer wanted to be associated with him. Then Jesus gave the 12 their chance. Do you also want to leave? They didn't lose their salvation, they just couldn't take the pace he set. He does the same with us and asks the same question. Do you also want to leave? He already knows what we'll choose and there's no condemnation, no judgment from him. It suits some of us to stay spiritual babies. But the bride is a woman. She's a warrior. She's mature. She's not in nappies, diapers if you're an American. She wields power, power with God and against the forces of darkness. She polices the heavens. So from time to time he issues us with a challenge and we find we lose the believers and the followers and we are left with those who desire to be disciples. If you studied the Song of Solomon, you'll quickly see there are maidens who follow the bride around during her journey. Ever wondered who they were? They're the younger believers who want to be like the bride. They see something in her that they want. And so like Elisha following Elijah around, they're found following her. They watch her growth and her stumbling progress until finally she's mature in her love and ready for her bridegroom. And they desire to emulate her. They really want to grow up. So do you really want to grow up in Christ? No pain, no gain, remember. Need to pay the man. Have you thought about it? Just how much of him you really, really want? 30, 60, 100%? Sometimes we just need to stop and examine our motives. Am I in this for what I can get? Am I in this because I want to be able to say with the psalmist in Psalm 27, one thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing you choose. One of the chief duties of the bride is to teach others to love him as she does, perfectly and inwardly. We surely are training for reigning with him. If we don't undergo that training now, we will not be a fit companion for him. We need to keep this in the forefront of our minds as we ascend. But you choose. It's your life. We're just covering some practical and essential facts before we recommence our journey. And on this journey, he intends that we will find ourselves up to our neck in alligators. Have you ever heard that one? So, winners never quit and quitters never win. Off we go then.